At the Bank of Antandek, they're looking for a mascot.
We need an icon. Something that says high fly into all our mortgage customers.
Like a falcon or a stallion.
Or even better, a parrot. Check it out.
Meanwhile, at Santander, they're concentrating on helping customers find ways to take years off their mortgage with their overpayment calculator. See what's possible at Santander.
All applications are subject to status and our lending criteria. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
I'm Kelly.
And I'm Leslie.
And we're the Dollar Saving Divas.
Well, today we're going to talk about smart ways to pay down debt. So stay tuned.
This episode of the Dollar Saving Divas podcast is brought to you by RentTheRunway.com.
You'll find more than 200,000 pieces and 400 designers in the Rent the Runway closet. Anything you want, one flat price.
Formal, cocktail, festive. What type of event are you attending? Get 4 or 8 day designer rentals for a fraction of the price.
And when you click through the link on our Dollar Saving Divas Facebook page, you'll save even more and you'll help us keep this podcast free.
Look great and save money too.
Well, Leslie, I don't know about you, but it still is early enough in the year that we're probably paying off some of those holiday bills. Mm-hmm. So we need to talk a little bit about smart ways to pay down your debt. How do you find more money? Well, I'd like to print it off in my basement, but I don't think that's going to work.
Not advised.
No. But you can try and take a credit card detox. You know what that means?
Oh, does it mean don't buy things?
It means don't, instead of using your credit card this month, take out a small percentage of what you'd usually use as your entertainment budget in cash to pay for activities. But once the cash is gone, I guess the party's over.
Yeah,
you'll have to stay home and watch Netflix.
You know, that's a great idea. One of the things that I do, though, is I don't use cash. I use my debit card for everything because what happens, I don't know, this is just me, but when I have cash, I could not tell you at the end of the month what I spent it on. If I'm forced to use my debit card, at least at the end of the month, I can go back and tell you where I frivolously spent my money.
My daughter's the same way. I always say, do you have cash? She never carries cash.
Now, yeah,
I
kids don't carry cash.
Kids don't carry cash.
They don't. No.
Well, I do carry some cash, but the other thing you can do is, like we have two credit cards, but on one of the credit cards, we just have all the reoccurring bills that come in. So it's like your phone, your Verizon bill, your AT&T, yeah, your Spectrum, whatever it would be. And so then you actually know every month pretty much what's going to be on that credit card. And if that's the one you know you're going to pay off every month, well, that can be a little higher percentage card because you're going to pay it off, so you're not going to have any of those charges. So that's kind of a fun thing to do. Or not fun, but a smart thing to do. Also, use sometimes gift cards work as cash, mm-hmm, and use those to buy essentials like your groceries. So, and things like that. So that would be a smart thing, yeah, to do.
Now, do you ever trade yours in?
I haven't, but I know you do.
I do. Usually every few months, I'll gather up all the gift cards we haven't used. If they've been sitting in the drawer for 6 months or more, I will take them and I'll go online. There are a couple places. Cardpool.com is one, but there are a couple websites that'll do this. And I will sell them back and either trade them in for something that I can use, like Amazon gift cards,
right,
or Walmart, someplace where you buy groceries, if you can get a grocery store one. They don't pay you dollar for dollar, but you can usually get, between 80 and 95% of what it's worth, depending on what you're selling back.
Well, the other thing is, if you think you're going to get a tax return, is file your taxes early. I mean, if you file them in January, you can get something back by February, and then you can use that to pay off some of the credit card instead of waiting until April 15th or getting an extension like we do, which is really dumb. But, oh, didn't mean to say that, but I did.
Well, if you've got credit card debt, so you want to try to get those payments down, so pay more than the minimum payment. Those minimum payments, I think, are designed to keep you in debt for longer. So
for life.
Yes. So try to pay more than the minimum payment. And if you've got multiple credit cards that you are carrying a balance on, concentrate on one. So pick the one with the highest interest rate and pay that one off first. So put all your money into that while you're paying the minimum payment on the others. And then once that one's paid off, take all the money you were paying on that one and transfer it to the next card with the highest interest rate and start paying on that. That way you can it kind of snowballs because you keep putting more money on each month. And then you will get those cards paid off. The other thing you can look at doing is you might want to combine your credit cards. Call your credit card company, try to negotiate a lower interest rate if you can. And sometimes you can do a balance transfer to a card with a lower interest rate.
Right. They have, like, some of these companies will have an incentive for you to trade over to their card,
yeah,
correct?
Yeah, exactly. stay on schedule. Don't pay your bills late. You know, here's what I do. When the bills come in, like I open them up immediately. I write the due date on the front of them and file them in order. So every week I look at them and I pay off the ones that are due within that week period. Or mark it on your calendar if you're one of those people that likes to keep a daily planner. Mark your due dates down so you don't miss one.
Well, aren't there some of the credit cards, too, that actually give you cash back? I mean, mm-hmm. you should use your cash to just pay the bills, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
I think that would be smart. Well, it's first quarter, so I guess we don't have to – well, we're almost done paying our bills. No, we actually – you and I are good about that. It's because we run it in our home, so we don't have to worry about this till next year.
Exactly.
Next holiday season, so stay tuned for the holidays. Thanks for listening to the Dollar Saving Divas. If you have ideas for an upcoming episode, we would love to hear from you. Just head to our Facebook page at facebook.com/DollarSavingDivas CBUS. And share your comments. Our podcast is available on iTunes, iHeartMedia, or your favorite podcast player. Thanks again for listening.
At the Bank of Antandek, they're looking for a mascot.
We need an icon. Something that says high fly into all our mortgage customers.
Like a falcon or a stallion.
Or even better, a parrot. Check it out.
Meanwhile, at Santander, they're concentrating on helping customers find ways to take years off their mortgage with their overpayment calculator. See what's possible at Santander.
All applications are subject to status and our lending criteria. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Builder Ali spent his 40-year career whistling as he worked. Then he was offered a free pension review from what he thought was a reputable firm. But it was a scammer, and his lifetime savings were stolen.
Oi, waiter! Another bottle of champers over here.
Don't let a scammer enjoy your retirement. Check who you're dealing with. Visit ScamSmart from the Financial Conduct Authority.